a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, House Local Government. Welcome to order. Jeanette, would you please call the roll?
Representative Dielstra.
Here.
Weigert.
Here.
Magstad.
Here.
Munsterman.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Roush.
Here.
Shrimp.
Here.
Tornow.
Here.
Tolson.
Here.
Venner.
Here.
Cronin.
Here.
Kirkaby.
Here.
Plochek's excused.
Yeah, with all due respect to Representative Klochek, he does have to go pitch some horse bill somewhere. Yeah, I think we know how he's going to vote. Hi! Something like that. I'm sorry. Thank you, committee members, for tolerating me. I believe that you do have committee minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Valentine Roush.
I'd move approval of the minutes.
Thank you. The comments discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Welcome, everybody, to local governments. I just remind everybody friendly to please mute your phones. Welcome our internet listeners. Any handouts that you have, please pass them up to our pages. And as long as that, we do have two wonderful pages. If you could come up and introduce yourselves, and we can show our appreciation for all you're doing for us.
I'm Jordan of Assyria, and I live in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
I'm Michaela Jones, and I'm
from
here.
Very good. Thank you, and we all hope that you're really enjoying yourselves. I think everybody in the audience and in the committee understands the rules and procedures, and we're not going to get into that. We do have five bills calendared for local governments this morning. We'll tell everybody in the audience, and we will take them in order. There has been a courtesy request to Representative Cronin and myself to defer action on House Bill 1136 and 1160, but I can assure you we are taking them in order, and if there's anybody that has traveled any more than 8 miles out of the radius of Pierre, we certainly will open up those bills for discussion, but we will in fact not take any action on those two bills. First on our agenda, House Bill 1114. Proponents on that act to revise the conditions under which contracts with local officials are permitted. Proponent testimony in House Bill 1114. Representative Cronin, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members of this wonderful committee. This bill was brought to my attention from the County Commissioner Association and the municipalities. There seems to be some problems in some of our more sparsely populated communities and local counties, where you have a need for something to be contracted, and the only person that actually facilitates that type of contract is on the city council or on the commission, and therefore they can't do that. So you've got some of these areas traveling hundreds of miles to do something that they could do right in their own community, but because of the statutes we have, they're not permitted to do so. So I will stand by, but I would turn it over to the county commission and the municipalities to fill you in on more detailed. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Cronin. Additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1114. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Bob Wilcox with the County Commission Association. We'd like, on behalf of Ms. Taylor and myself, we'd like to thank Representative Cronin for bringing this bill forward and giving us the opportunity to speak in front of the committee this morning. We're very fortunate today to have some gentlemen in the room from Harding County who will actually give you a real-life example of what we're going to be visiting with you about this morning. In House Bill 1114, we have the first part of the bill, and Ms. Taylor has the second part of the bill. And what we are doing in Section 1, on page 2, and bullet number 4, we are striking any firm, association, cooperation, and cooperative association. And by striking that language, what we have done is we have opened up, when a contract is being offered by the county or the municipality, it is a true, anyone can bid on this contract. That's how we have cleaned this language up. We've taken any restrictions away and now opened up to a true bidding process, which is exactly where we need to be in our rural counties. And as far as Mr. Cronin, or Representative Cronin, explained the fact that we do run into the problems with our county commissioners being able to do business and help save money for their counties. So with that, I will defer to Ms. Taylor for her.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. And the Municipal League and the County Commissioners Association meet jointly every year in December, and we review each other's policy statements, and we realized that we were working on something similar, and so we brought this bill together jointly. Our section of the change is on page 3 of the printed bill, and it deals with subsection 8, which is new language, and then a new section in section 2. Currently, a municipal board member or county commissioner is able to bid on contracts with their own city as long as it goes through a full and fair bid process, and they can receive the bid as long as there is more than one bid received, and that's where the problem comes in. The issue that brought this to our attention initially a couple of years ago and put this into our policy statement as a bill that we wanted to get passed was a situation in a small town where they were building something like a picnic shelter. And they went out to bid, and a council member bid on it, but he was the only bidder. And so they could not accept the bid. So they went out to bid again. The council member was again the only bidder. And so they were just stuck in a spot where they couldn't build what they needed to build because the only guy that could build it couldn't get the bid. And so what we're asking to do, we are strong supporters of our bid laws. The entire purpose of them is to make sure you get the best bang for the taxpayer's dollar. And we feel that this bill complies with that. It says that if you go through the full competitive bidding process, and in addition to that, for 2 weeks, you place this bid notice out on the central bid exchange, and so you go statewide with it. Then, if you still only have one bid, even if it's a council member, you can accept that bid. But it has gone out to an enhanced notice. It's gone out on a statewide basis, and in addition to being published in their local bid requirements. And so, with that, we would be happy to stand by for questions, and we would be very pleased if you would support the measure. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor and Mr. Wilcox. For additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1114. Good morning.
Good morning. Robert Johnson from Harding County. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Committee Members, for the opportunity to testify here. I kind of got caught in this process of selling some to the county. Another commissioner and I, we happened to have some gravel that was close to a road project. And I don't know if Representative Cronin passed out what had happened to us. But anyway, we sold this gravel to the county and thought we were doing the best for the county. Well, and it was the best for the county. Between the two of us, we saved the county about $500,000. Well, then when legislative audit comes in and they see it, and we've broken the law, 611, which we had no intention of doing. We were just trying to do what was best for Harding County. And anyway, that was all right. And then it is later on why our state's attorney turned it over to Belfouche's state's attorney just to take a look at it, and it ended up costing me about $800 to try to get this thing fixed so that I wasn't breaking the law, because by the law, the contract is null and void, and I could have been forced to pay back everything I got out of selling this gravel. I might step back a little bit. When we bid gravel in Harding County or buy gravel, we just had a set fee. We paid everybody $1 a yard for gravel. We didn't pay anything for any difference to anybody else. But anyway, we went through the process and had to try to prove it was right. And really, I don't think we really solved anything, even though we worked with the state's attorney. And in the end, I think he was trying to make it right for us, you know, so that we weren't, because he could see that we were trying to do the right thing. And so did the state auditor. But I guess what we're trying to do with this bill is open it up to where if there is a commodity or something in a county that a commissioner can bid and save the county some money, we should have that opportunity to do that. In this case, it was a lot of money. It may not be as much in another issue. And I would hope that we could support something like this. But there's also some unintended things that happen with this, like the municipal league talked about. We, in our community in Buffalo, South Dakota there, we had a city council that all of a sudden they realized they had this law, and three of the members' families all did business with the city. So we lost three council members all at one time, and they were good people. And I don't think that's what this here was intended to do when we were trying to protect people. So, and I'm like the rest of them. I very much want to protect our county, and that's why I took the job as county commissioner, is to try to do the best thing for the county. I think this here, in a way, keeps us from doing what is right and best for the county sometimes. So, let's see, is there any... Anyway, that's the main thing that I see, and I just think it'll give more people opportunity to be on the county board that may, or city board, or school board, or whatever's out there that may sell something to the county. We won't be restricting them that opportunity to, and we'll still be leaving a way for it to save the county money. And in this day and age, that's kind of an important thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Additional proponent testimony in House Bill 1114. Good morning, Mr. Howard.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. We rise in support for this bill. Townships have the same type of problems that Mr. Wilcox talked about with counties, and we support this bill for the same reason. Townships have a lot of smaller contracts, and it's hard to get bids, so this would help us out in a lot of cases, and we ask your support on it.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1114. Any other proponent testimony to House Bill 1114? Hearing none, is there opposing testimony to House Bill 1114? Any opposition to House Bill 1114? Hearing none, this committee will cease public testimony. Turn it over to committee questions. Are there any questions of the committee regarding House Bill 1114? Representative Feichert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for either Mr. Wilcox or Yvonne. Was this run past the Auditor General's office? Has it been looked at by the state auditors?
Mr. Chairman, yes, we did ask them to look at it because we are trying to protect the bid process. And so we did ask them to look at it, and they don't take positions on bills, but they have reviewed it, and I think it would work.
Follow-up question. They'd probably be here opposing it if they saw a problem with it.
Mr. Chairman, I suspect they would, but...
Representative Torno.
Ms. Taylor, at the end of Section 2, my question would be, and I understand what you're doing, but it says, provided the consideration is reasonable and just. My first question would be, as determined by whom?
Mr. Chairman, and that was actually a recommendation from Legislative Audit, and it copies that language from subsection 2 in the existing law. And so I believe it would be in the case where you were challenged, I suppose it would be a matter for the determination of a hearing official.
Follow up. I guess as I read it, it would be... provided the consideration is reasonable and just as determined by the body. Would that be fair?
Mr. Chairman, I think that probably would be your first step, and I think that would be their grounds for denying the bid or for saying we will not accept this bid because we don't find it to be. It is the only bid received, but we do not find that price to be reasonable and just, and so we are not going to award it.
Additional committee questions in House Bill 1114. Any other questions? But any discussion and or action on House Bill 1114?
Mr. Chair, I would move it to pass.
Representative Munson, move do pass. Second. Pick one, Jeanette. Representative Musselman, any... very good. Motion before you is a do-pass motion on House Bill 1114. Any other committee discussion on that motion? Hearing none, that is the motion before you to send House Bill 1114 down the House for the do-pass motion. Secretary will call a roll.
Aye.
Tornow?
No.
Aye. One nay and one excuse.
Thank you, Jeanette. House Bill 1114 having received the majority votes is going down the House floor on a do-pass motion. Next on our agenda this morning is House Bill 1118, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the jurisdiction of the municipalities. Any proponent testimony to House Bill 1118? Good morning, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League, and I believe we've had several of this type of measure in front of you this year. We call it tidying up the code. In this case, I'm very familiar with what happened to this section of law because it was the first bill I ever lobbied all by myself in 1992. We changed all of the words city and town throughout the code to municipality. And when the word city was used, they put in first and second class. When the word town was used, they put in third class. And in some instances, it goofed up and made a distinction where none was ever intended. And so in this section of the law, it refers to first and second class municipality when, in fact, it should just refer to all of them. The statute itself deals with what happens when two towns run into each other, and they are all treated equally. They meet at a point equidistant, and they cannot grow into each other that way. And they just split it right in half, and that's the point they can grow to. And so this bill just simply provides those protections for municipalities of all sizes.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Additional proponent testimony to House Bill 1118. Any other proponent testimony to House Bill 1118? Hearing none, is there opposition? Any opponents to House Bill 1118? Any opponents to House Bill 1118? Hearing none, this committee will cease public input and turn it over to committee questions. Any questions for the committee on House Bill 1118? Hearing none, is there any committee discussion and or action on House Bill 1118?
Move to pass.
Motion to pass, Representative Cronin, second by Representative Dielstra. Discussion, comments on that motion of due pass, Representative Cronin?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee discussion on that motion of due pass? Hearing on the motion before you, to send House Bill 1118 down the House floor in a due pass motion. Secretary will call a roll.
Representative
Aye.
Next on our agenda this morning, as we previously discussed, and we are taking them in order, is House Bill 1136. As I stated earlier, there was a request from the prime sponsor to deferred this bill. However, it's an act to extend the current fee charge for annual report filings for 1 year. Is there anybody here that cannot be here when this bill is in fact calendared sometime in the next week or possibly third meeting from right now, either proponent or opponent testimony? This committee certainly will honor anybody's time and energy to come here and either be a proponent or opponent to House Bill 1136. If there are none, we certainly will cease that bill. We will in fact recalendar it at a later committee date. Any opposition to this chair's recommendation on that? Hearing none, we will in fact defer House Bill 1136 to a later committee date. Next on our agenda is House Bill 1160. The same statement is being made right now. I've had a request to defer that bill to a later date. We have it scheduled for next Thursday, a week from today, which I believe is the 10th. Thank you. The same plea for any proponent or opponent testimony on 1160 that cannot be during that committee when we in fact do take up this bill and will in fact take action on it. We certainly can't emphasize enough that we will honor anybody's time and energy and commitment to come here and testify either for or behalf or against that bill on House Bill 1160. Hearing none, this committee will in fact defer House Bill 1160 to committee debate and action the next Thursday, which is the 8th, 10th?
10th.
Thank you, the 10th of February. Moving right along, House Bill 1176. Have had a request from the prime sponsor of this bill to knock this bill to the moon and send it to the not the 41st, but the 42nd day.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rausch.
If it would be in order, I would move 1176 to the 41st day.
Thank you. Motion and a second to move House Bill 1176 to the 41st legislative day. Is there any objection to the audience on that motion? Motion before this committee is to send House Bill 1176 to the 41st legislative day. Any comments, discussion on that motion? Hearing none, that is the motion before you, to send House Bill 1176 to the 41st legislative day. Secretary will call a roll.
Aye.
Aye.
One man, two votes.
Thank you. House Bill 1176 is deferred to the 41st legislative day. Appreciate the indulgence of this committee and certainly anybody participating in the audience. I want to remind this body we will have an active schedule next week. We will, in fact, be going to work. We do have some juice, if I can say, coming up in the next couple of weeks. Very appreciative of everybody attending here. Any other actions to come before this committee? Thank you. Motion to adjourn. And a second. Anybody going to argue against that? I hear so. We're adjourned. Aye, aye.